Hi, and welcome to another Java podcast. This one we're going to be looking at methods. Now, hopefully the hilarity of my last instalment has subsided and you're ready to focus on the task at hand. Now, methods are incredibly important. When you get into object-oriented programming, methods become second nature. But initially, for the start programmer, they go, why do I need a method? What's the point of it? And it's actually quite hard to see the point of a method because methods are all about reusability and making things compact, reliable, robust, and all these kind of lovely design ideas which, when you start programming, you really could do without. But they are important, honest. I remember I was working for Accenture. I will not name the programmer who I had to review the code of, but they wrote a method which was something like 3,000 lines of code long. My comments to my supervisor when he said, well, what did you think of their code? My comment was short, blunt, and blue. I asked to be a bit more specific, so I said it was crap. Unfortunately, I didn't have to rewrite the code, which I was not particularly happy about. But, there you go. That will teach me for being honest. Maybe I should have been a bit more diplomatic, saying it was very big. But no. But big methods, obviously, are a really bad thing. Methods represent actions or the processes of a class, and they're incredibly important for encapsulation and object orientation. Methods must have a name because they can be referenced, and the idea behind a method is you can put code inside it which will then be run as many times as you want to. So it works a bit like a loop in some respects where you can repeat code, but in this case you can call it whenever you feel like it. So it could be maybe in the if statements, or you can put it into a for loop or whatever happens to be. Methods must have a name and reference, and they must be inside the class. Remember, you've got the code blocks, and you've got your class code blocks, so methods must be inside those curly brackets of the class. Methods can be supplied with information or input. So if I want to define the biggest of two numbers, for example, I need to supply the two numbers I want to compare. If I want to define the average of a list of numbers, I'd have to supply the array of numbers, and so on and so forth. The output of a method is known as a return statement, and this is a result of it. You can unfortunately only have a single return value, but you can have as many inputs as you want to. So every method can only produce a single output. And there are ways around that, but that's kind of a more of a cheat than an exact working. So you should really try and make sure that your methods should only return one value. So to define a parameter, you need to have a name for it because it will treat it like any other locally scoped variable, and it must have a data type. So when you define it, you'd have a name and a data type. So it'd be something like, if I had my max method, for example, it would be max open little circly brackets int a comma int b, or int num1 comma num2. I could then reference those variables in any other way, in a normal way. For example, say if num1 is greater than num2, then return num1, for example. So the return statement allows me to return a value from it. The data type of the return must be defined in the signature. So if I want to return a number, I'd go int max in my signature. If I want to return a string, I'll go string, whatever, yeah. So you must define the return type. The return statement must be followed by a value. And that value could be a literal, or it could be a variable, but it must be the same data type as what you're trying to return. So there's no point trying to return a string from a function, from a method, sorry, which is trying to return an integer. Once a method tries to return, it will jump to the point it was called. So when you call a method, it will jump back to where it was called. In order to actually call a method in the first place, you need to instantiate an object. Very posh words, but effectively what it means is you need to create an instance of the class, which is called an object. Now, we have to create objects because this is object-oriented programming. So you create the objects by, say, the name of the class equals new, the name of the class again. So, for example, if I have a class called foo, I'd go foo, my object equals new foo. Okay, and that my object, that thing I've just said there, it's just a variable name, just a reference to it. So that way I can then access my object of type class foo, and I can do things such as access method. So if it's got a method called method, I'd go my object.method, and that would then call the method. If the method was passed a value, let's say I have a max method which needs to choose between two numbers, I'd do something like my object.max, open the circly brackets, 4, 5, 4, 5, okay? And then that would return me the biggest of the two numbers. When you have a return type, you need to store or do something with that return type, and you can assign it to a variable, or you can put it in an if statement, or whatever you want to do it. As long as you do something with the return type. If you ignore the return type, then that information is lost forever, and you can't get it back. Okay, so if you do have a method which returns a value, has an output, you must ensure that you do something with it. Otherwise, what's the point of having it? So, yeah, that's pretty much it with methods. That was quite a brief introduction. The reason why it was brief is because methods are more a design implementation than anything else. So once you understand what a method is, and what a parameter is, what a return type is, and stuff like that, then you should be alright, to be honest with you. So, as a summary, methods are part of a class. Methods represent a process or action of that class. Methods have a name so they can be referenced. You can supply information to a method using inputs, or parameters, should I say. You can supply get output from a method with a return statement. You can only return one value, but you can pass in as many inputs as you want to. Both input and outputs must have data types. You must create an instance of a class before you can use the methods of it, and you can do that using with the new keyword, and check the website on how to do that. And once you call a method, once it's finished, it will return to the place it was called. So wherever it was called, the code will jump back to that point. Hopefully you got some useful information out of this, and I shall see you next time.